Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to 24 Hours in Rugby League. Plenty of news to break over the last 24 hours. And last night, we had a big win for the South Sydney Rabbitohs against the Brisbane Broncos. Vintage Cody Walker, he was unreal. This guy, I've compared him for a long time to Cliffy Lyons, and you heard Brandy say the same thing last night. That flick pass that he threw to Luttrell, just unreal. There's not many guys in our competition that could do that. There's not many guys that could do it not named Cody Walker, essentially. So a brilliant player, fantastic win for South Sydney. And to be honest with you, I didn't think they were anywhere near their best. Either Brisbane, they might have got a little bit lucky last night. The South Sydney, they didn't really put the knife to the sword. Very disappointing for Brisbane. But I guess, you know, part of last night that made it so interesting was the news that was breaking on the sideline rather than what was happening on the field. Like, first we heard that Matt Lodge, it sounds like he could be at the New Zealand Warriors very soon. We saw that he almost went to the Knights a couple of weeks ago. Apparently the Broncos have told him that he can leave if he would like to. Vossi, he seemed very strong on him heading to the New Zealand Warriors, but I love Vossi, but with all due respect to him, his mail over the last few months, whenever he says someone's going somewhere, it's quite often well and truly off the mark. So interesting to see how that one plays out. But obviously with the rumours last week of him going to Newcastle, now to the Warriors, sounds like, you know, there's something going on there. Where there's smoke, there tends to be fire in rugby league. And then, of course, Tevita Pangai Jr., Corey Parker broke on the sideline that he's been told he can go elsewhere. We then heard from him after the game, and he confirmed that, you know, over the next few weeks, he will be gone. We're hearing the West Tigers will sign him, and I'm going to touch on that a little bit later this afternoon, so stay tuned for that podcast. Something I feel very passionately about. I think it's a big mistake by the Tigers, but we'll see how that one plays out. Last night, Matty Lodge, Tevita Pangai Jr., all seem to be leaving the Broncos over the next few weeks. One guy I would keep an eye on in this Brisbane system, I think supercoach-wise, is going to be pretty good, is this young TC Rabati. I think he's going to find some extra minutes over the next few weeks. I think he's going to be really solid. They got beaten 46-0 or whatever it was last night. He scored at 51 in supercoach. So keep an eye on him. I think he could be anything over the next few weeks, supercoach wise. Only a 2RF. If he was dual position, he'd be absolutely gold, but just 2RF. Of course, the supercoach scores from last night, they have been updated. I don't know what's happening at Supercoach Central, but they've pulled their finger out of their ass very early, and those updates have come in with Cody Walker going up to a big 110, and I think he lost about 8 points in the last 3 minutes. So a very good score there for Cody Walker. If you've VC'd him, you've got a tough decision on your hands. Let's jump into the rest of the news, and we've already mentioned the New Zealand Warriors briefly. The Warriors half Cody Nikorima reportedly wants to remain in Australia from 2022 onwards, hence why the club is looking at signing other halves. We've seen their name being thrown around with Gareth Widdop and whatnot. You got Sean Johnson back on the market. I'm not sure if that would be a marriage that we want to get back together realistically, but it would explain why they are going after a few different halves. You know, we've also seen them, well, potentially sign Dallin Watene-Zelezniak, which might see Reece Walsh move to 5'8 and Dallin play fullback next year once Roger Tuivasa-Sheck goes. So a couple of movements there. Just on Dallin Watene-Zelezniak, we reported to you guys last night. That was ridiculous. The Telegraph reported that he signed with the Warriors. He came out on his Instagram page and sort of said, oh, this is bullshit, essentially. He deleted it. I deleted my post about it. He re-uploaded it, said he was going to talk about it on his Twitch. I was on his Twitch last night having a listen to it. A very strange situation. I've also never been on a Twitch before, so that was very unique to me. But he was very negative on Canterbury. He made it sound like they pushed him out, like he didn't want to leave. But he refused to say that he has signed with the New Zealand Warriors. He said he hasn't signed yet. I guess he's probably a little bit dirty on how it's been played out in the media, which is completely fair enough. He didn't deny signing with the Warriors or going there. He did say that there are talks going on there at the moment, but it seems like Dallin is a little bit dirty at the Canterbury Bulldogs and at the Daily Telegraph as well. Other news getting around, reportedly Keegan Hipgrave. He has re-signed with the Parramatta Eels for another season, so a good little re-signing, good little depth signing there. Dale Finucane, it looks more and more likely that he's going to turn down other offers and stay at the Melbourne Storm. I heard Matty Johns and the boys talking last night about Dale Finucane, how perfect he would be for this Broncos forward pack to come in next year if they're losing all these guys. But the Melbourne Storm, this is what they do. Guys will turn their money to stay there and be successful. So, personally, I hope Dale Finucane does stay there. I think it's the perfect spot for him. I think he's going to be a good skipper for them for a long time to come. Caelan Ponga, we, of course, mentioned yesterday, he has been ruled out of this round and Origin 2. So, a massive loss for Newcastle and a huge loss for Queensland. Interesting to see how that one plays out. It could see the debut of Reece Walsh for the Queensland Maroons. So, watch this space. Depends what they want to do with Jersey 14. They could either go with Ben Hunt, who has been there and done the job before, or throw the wild card in there, Reece Walsh. Personally, I don't know which way I'd rather them go, being a New South Wales fan. Both scare me. I know people want to bag Ben Hunt, but most of the time in Origin, he does perform really well. So interesting to see how that one plays out. Tyrone Peachey, the Gold Coast Titans lock, he's been on the bench the last few weeks, seems to be on the outer a little bit. He has said that he wants to stay at the Gold Coast Titans, but thinks they have other plans. Now, this is a guy that I think he would be a fantastic signing for so many clubs. So I hope he finds a home. I hope we don't see him head over to England or anything like that. I think that would be crazy. Mulatalo is another guy we've mentioned a few times. He looks like he could be a bolter for Queensland. Obviously, the Kurt Capel situation wasn't fantastic. I didn't think Kyle Felt was overly flush either. So you might see some changes there. We spoke earlier, Tevita Pango Jr. potentially going to the West Tigers. We're going to talk about that later. We're also going to touch on this guy, James Roberts. He wants to stay at the West Tigers from 2022 onwards. Interesting to see if they believe he's done enough. For me, I feel like the West Tigers, they keep on targeting the same sort of character, and I'll talk about that this afternoon, though. Other news, Liam Martin, he obviously goes head-to-head with Angus Crichton this weekend, and you would have to think that if Angus Crichton's going to come back into this side, it would probably be Liam Martin that drops out of this side. It could be Tariq Sims, obviously, but I think Tariq Sims played too well the other night in Origin for him to come out of this side. So a really good battle there. I can't wait to watch that one between Angus Crichton and Liam Martin, two of the real star second rowers in our game. Another star second rower, Jaden Sewer, obviously played for Queensland the other night, wasn't picked for Brisbane last night. And of course, Wayne Bennett has essentially said he thinks he'd be better off at Brisbane. So I think Jaden Sewer, his days are numbered there. I have heard for a long time and kind of know it as a fact that Jaden Sewer has put a lot of the South Sydney boys off. He's one of those guys that just goes way too hard at training, gets a little bit zero. I know he's almost injured a couple of guys, including one of their stars that was unreal last night, but I'll leave that up to you to work that out. But this has been an issue with Jaden Sewer, and I wouldn't be surprised if Wayne Bennett has had enough. But it is a big turnaround from what he was saying last year. He was comparing Jaden Sewer to Tony Carroll, so I think he might have eaten Wayne Bennett's lunch here or something. Something's gone wrong there. I think you will see him back at the Brisbane Broncos next year. That's all your news from the last 24 hours.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.